Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to hear God's voice and be obedient and not have everything you've done your whole life burn up in fire. My guest, Dr. Gary Whetstone, had an open vision in Israel in 2005, transformed his life, transformed the members of his church's life, transformed his family's life, and now it's going to transform your life. Gary, you tell me every morning you hear the voice of God for what's going to happen during the day. How important is that?
That is so critical, Sid. In fact, I'm just as you're starting today's program, I'm going back to Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and as a pastor, you would preach a message on resurrection because it's Resurrection Sunday.
Of course.
And this last Resurrection Sunday, I get up every morning and pray to seek God, to hear His voice, to know what to do that day. Of course, I do it for services. And so I had a resurrection message prepared. I got up that morning and I heard God speak, "Tell my people it's time to live again." And nothing about resurrection life. The whole message was completely wiped out. I've got a couple thousand people coming to church looking to hear about Jesus risen from the dead. And God spoke, "It's time to live again." There is a daily voice of God that doesn't operate by religious tradition, by the norms of man, by the Hallmark time, like on Mother's Day, you do a Mother's Day message on, you know, Monday you have a beginning and Wednesday you're kind of in the middle of the week, all the normal cycles of behavior and time, that there is a voice of God every day that reveals that day, that when I spoke that message that Sunday, the people that came forward, that got delivered, that were living in an on-hold process, things were going on, they were sitting on the shelf, and God was speaking to them, "It's time to live again, re-engage, reconnect, remove all things that have obstructed my nature, and step in and do what I'm speaking." And the power of God in those services were overwhelming. That's what God is speaking to people today. There is such a plethora of information that surround people. Things of cycles of behavior and ways that things have always been, and children growing up and going into cycles of education and times of activities and all these.
You know, most church services and most life, people would summarize it by saying, "It's same old, same old." But you know what? If the pastor's hearing from God, then people should be running to church in case they're going to miss something.
That's the plan of God. The plan of God is we are so connected to the voice of God. As we speak, people hear God. As we herald the reality of His life alive, speaking in the now, people hear God. One of the most significant things that happened is during this time, God gave me a clear picture that God committed to His early church that for 40 days He would prove to them He was alive. And I heard the Spirit of God speaking in my spirit after this vision to take 40 days, shut down all outside information. I didn't listen to any music outside of even some of the Christian music. I stopped listening to, period. Nothing that was entertaining, if you will. If it didn't exalt God, it wasn't in my sight. I didn't listen to it. Didn't listen. If people would call me and their words were about worry and frustration and anger, I'd say, "You know, what God's called me to is commit those things into God's hands, and I appreciate the fact you're going through it. But right now, you know, it's not time to listen to problems. It's time to hear the voice of God." And shutting it down, shutting down, shutting down. And I found that 40 days, and I want to challenge everyone that's listening today, there is a covenant with God that God made to take 40-day fast with Moses on the mountain, 40 days of revealing Jesus Christ alive from the dead and the power of his resurrection to his church. I took it in my life, and we took it as a church, to shut down the information. Don't watch the television entertainment. Center on what is God saying to you. Take again the Bible and read it. Listen to the tape series. Watch the videos. Re-engage in the living voice of the living God. You know, even a lot of Christian television, Sid, is nothing more than a rhetoric of showing some type of eye candy. And it just affected me in such a degree. We watched hundreds of people hear God's voice because they stopped having their mind occupied by the constant drone of negativities and fears and frustrations and I want and I need and I have to have and I've got to do and I have to pray for. And we just shut it all down. In fact, we wouldn't even take a prayer request for anything. It was that we first identified that Christ himself was alive in us, and we would identify his personal presence, and from his presence, he would speak. Then the circumstances that were going on around people were changing like bam, 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 one after another. The things were coming in line. God's anointing was moving. His power moved into people's lives. Families got reconciled. Children got off of drugs. Marriages got restored. We watched a tremendous move of God just because they shut down the attention to so many other driving influences like marketing. I mean, how much are we marketed by the agencies of today to get us to buy, get us to be, or get us to desire things? And once you see what God's saying, all this ends and you become radical to hear the voice of God.
Now, I want to point something out to those that are listening. Do you sense the anointing on what Gary is saying? Well, his entire church sensed the anointing. When you take this special course that many people have taken, have you ever found anyone that has taken this course and done what you said to do that said, Gary, it doesn't work. I don't hear God's voice?
Sid, I've never met anyone. Not one person that has taken this course and not heard God. It's impossible because God is present. He said, today, hear my voice. That's not what he said to me. That's what he's saying now to every person alive.
Give me a testimony, not yours, not your family's, of someone that's taken the course and what change occurred in their life.
This one pastor who had a church in North New Jersey. Well, actually, he was in New York, but he had a church in North New Jersey. And he got a hold of the revelation of hearing the voice of God. All of a sudden, he recognized what he was doing is not what God called him to, that he had taken the knowledge of God's word to become somebody. He took the truths of God's anointing to see if he could get anointed to get money so he could become somebody. This person shut the church down, ended up going on the mission field, finding out God didn't call him to the mission field, made every decision in life, going, trying this, trying that, only to find out that now he knows the living Christ manifest in him, hearing the voice of God and doing what God's saying. Everything changed. I am confident that the people that will hear the voice of God, just like that man, sometimes we do what we do with the knowledge of God to accomplish an end that we heard someone else say we should have. And it is not what God spoke about us. This man's life, his family, is now secure in that voice of God. They're secure in that nature of Christ. The children, his parents, the whole house has completely come under a freedom and a grace to know the nature of Christ and to be confident to move in him and knowing the voice of God and doing what he's saying.
Now, you're saying we're coming into a time where there's really a separation between the true church and the harlot church, the true believer and the harlot believer. What do you mean?
I mean that the body of Christ is led by the head. Jesus himself is living through his body. If you figure your human body, your hand cannot do anything but what the head says. It does not have the permission, it doesn't have the functionality, and it doesn't have the mechanics. And what happens in the church is we are mechanically, systematically, and functionally operating by another spirit. That other spirit is clearly being separated from the true spirit of the living God. Where Jesus himself is speaking, the nature of Christ is revealed, and the body of Christ that he is in the earth is unveiled. We are in a prophetic timeline, Sid, that the nature of the person of Christ alive in his church, it's the same Jesus that's in heaven, is seen. And the mechanics and the ways and the games and the systems and the formats and the steps and the multiple issues that are plethora and just constantly droning out the true voice of God is being separated. People in churches are disgusted. They know there is the real, and they're crying out to God, give me the real. And the real Jesus is standing up.
What would happen if a group of believers got together that could all hear God's voice for themselves? Nothing would be impossible. Well, we're making, it's a Bible school course. It's 6 DVDs, and it's 12 lessons called Today Hear His Voice with the study guide. If you've never, ever gotten anything from me, get this. $79, a gift of $79, Shabbat broadcast. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is smiling upon you right now. The Lord is gifting you right now. The Lord is just surrounding you with his favor right now. The Lord is giving you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body right now. Now, in the name that is above every problem, every sickness, every financial difficulty, every marital difficulty, every difficulty with your children, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.